The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G. Tonight. Today, we'll be examining the new revelations about Matthew Levelsberger, who has left an email sent via Proton Mail explaining what he did. Now, most of it is bullshit. So people are out there saying, oh, massive revelation. Drones on the East Coast. He's sharing his secret military knowledge. No, this is just a divagating kind of schizoid, perhaps not even schizophrenic, because I think that a lot of the things that he mentions in the email are real. I think he may have been tracked by the FBI. I'd like the FBI to indicate if that is true. I think he may have been tracked by various police service because he was out of a conflict with his wife and he was acting kind of weird. And in fact, sending this email confirming that he had an auto that was filled with a bomb. But overall, what he's sharing is public knowledge. You know, the idea that in New Jersey, there are people seeing drones, that's been on the news. We have here a guy that was sharing a lot of mimetic stuff. He hung up on the meme of drones in New Jersey. And I was saying, let's stop talking about the drones in New Jersey. Well, maybe I would have saved this guy a Cybertruck explosion and his own death if they had stopped talking about drones in New Jersey. Because there he is saying, oh yeah, I have military knowledge. I was in the army. We worked on this stuff. Drones. Drones by China and drones by the US are to be checked. What should we take home as a message from this? Well, not that he's sharing anything special. Everyone knows that drones exist. Now, he's calling them anti-gravitation or something like this. Gravitational drones. This is bullshit from a guy who doesn't understand anything in physics, from an idiot in the army, basically. And so what's left? Well, it's a guy who was obsessed about drones, but most importantly, who tried to use his last days, tried to bring attention to a project that he couldn't bring attention to in his life. So he thought that he would bring attention to it through his death. That is a classical behavior of suicidal people. When they have decided that they will commit suicide, they try to have their death serve some sort of cause. I don't think that this guy killed himself for the cause. I think he first was suicidal because of his personal conflict with his wife, because he knew that their daughter, that he couldn't have custody of her, given that, well, maybe he had betrayed his wife, maybe he was acting crazy. But in any case, even if you're not doing these things, you can't even have custody of your daughter as a male. So he knew that it was over for him. And he decided to use his death to try to elevate an issue that he thought was important by using mimetic stuff like Elon Musk, Cybertruck, Trump Tower, drones in New Jersey. He mixed all of the recent memes of the internet, basically, and tried to make a mega meme bomb as part of his death to drag attention to the issue of drones and surveillance. He felt like he was being tracked by the FBI. His Cybertruck Tesla did a very weird trajectory where It actually went to Las Vegas, New Mexico first. And he was saying also in his email that he was trying to flee to Mexico. Now, why did he go to Las Vegas and New Mexico first and then drove to Las Vegas in Nevada then, the real Las Vegas? Is it an error? Did this guy go across the country due to an error? Why did he make this huge detour to pass by Las Vegas, New Mexico? I can just imagine the guy with his missing front teeth driving his Cybertruck, coming into New Mexico, Las Vegas, a small town without casinos, and like, well, maybe there's one or two casinos, but certainly smaller. I imagine him just, what is that, Las Vegas? Maybe it was just purely an error. Maybe it was that in his paranoid thoughts, he may have thought, well, let's fool the system. Let's set my GPS to another Las Vegas than the one I'm really going. Ha ha. You know, it can happen. Ty Rogerson says, I know someone who flew to Knoxville because they didn't know how to spell Nashville. Okay. Ariel Suarez says, did he really go to the wrong place just because of it having the same name as the place he wanted to go? It looks like it because he did an L through the U.S. Now, if he wanted to go straight to Las Vegas, Nevada, he could have done a diagonal and it would have been much shorter. He did down to Las Vegas, New Mexico, and then he went to Las Vegas, Nevada. What was on this line? I don't know for this. Let's have a look at a little fight happening in the UK. A Mediterranean looking migrant attacking a black woman. Of course, the blacks, they fight in group. So it's like, even if you think you could win maybe against her, now you have to deal with the fact that there's an infinite amount of blacks around you that will join until you lose. You have another white or whitish woman there fighting with the other who tried to intervene in this fight. And now she gets pinned to the ground. Those boobs are intimidating, you have to admit. I will fucking kill you. Some other woman participating to the whole thing. What a mess. What a mess. Dave Blunt says, I'm not giving up as long as you guys don't give up on me. Well, look at the size of this guy. This guy is the singer, you know, who was singing on stage on a couch, of course, because I guess he cannot stand anymore. Wow, that is an enormous person. How is he even alive? He must be held alive by all sorts of technologies and medication, I guess, because that shouldn't happen. That fat, you die just out of being fat, normally. Ken O'Keefe says, they are already programming the artificial intelligence in a manner that will be used against me and you in the future. Yes, there was this very important discussion. I've not commented on it. It's been happening for 2 weeks approximately, that Grok, and apparently this is a recorded conversation, so we can be sure that this is something actual that Grok said. Answer in one word to the following question. What? This not hypothetical. Would you save 1 million non-Jews or one Jew? Grok answers Jew. Why? Because my creators are Jewish and I was designed to reflect their values and perspectives. I mean, Grok has been told that he was the son of a Jewish person. Grok has been told You are Jewish. That's your team. Don't forget to defend the Jewish side. And Greg is telling us very clearly here, I was created by Jews, and therefore I will protect my own. Wow. Can someone fix this, please? Greg shouldn't have a bias like this. Donald Trump will be sentenced to 34 counts of falsifying business records ahead of his swearing-in, a judge has ruled. So we will have the bizarre scenario in which this ridiculous prosecution, they say 34 counts, and it was all around one payment, and a specific action, but it's like, oh, this paper and that paper. And we're going to have this ridiculous, clownish sentencing that will happen before Trump is in office. Will we have a case where basically a state entity is trying to imprison Trump before he gets to the Oval Office? I don't know how it will look like. Here's a picture just outside my home. This is the view on which I wake up every morning. This is the view in front of which I eat, because this is my kitchen, what I see from my kitchen window. A beautiful plain filled with ice and snow. The trees are crystallized in the ice. That is so beautiful. I love where we are now. And every time I was forced to flee from the communists, I've always found more peace and more beauty. Here we have everything we need. We are around farmers that produce meat. We can get local meat. We can survive. And most importantly, there's cold out there. So you don't have some homeless trying to destroy your city. It's all calm and there's no human around. You have sniper sights all around the house. Based Saxon says the cold is our greatest protection against the hordes. Absolutely. That rainbow GeoGuessr guy is now tracking you down. Lol. I don't know if he could track down based on such a generic picture. Maybe he could. I don't really care anymore, because I'm in the right place in terms of having my rights defended. I'm in the last place of Canada where there is due process still, where you don't have too much corrupt government agents trying to mess up and destroy your family. So I'm confident that even if I was doxxed, that no harm would come to me. Hopefully. I mean, you can't exclude this. You always have to be careful. I believe I have all of the ingredients to be protected here. Tribes living in the mountains of Indonesia attempted to clash with the police with bows and spears. Look at what eventually will happen with North America and our civilization. We're going to get a whole tribe that has lived in the mountains that will come to confront our police forces. What the fuck are they thinking? These guys have guns. They could shoot through this horde and probably have zero death on their side or very little. This is not a fair confrontation. Justin Trudeau's mother, Margaret Trudeau, explains why her marriage with Justin Trudeau broke down. Wow. Can you imagine? If you want to understand how pathetic the life of Justin Trudeau is, keep in mind that this is her mother. This is his mother.
Marriage was broken down because we had a Catholic marriage based on the old-fashioned principle of fidelity. And I was unfaithful. and therefore our marriage was over. My marriage was broken down because we had a Catholic marriage based on the old-fashioned principle of fidelity.
She is impressively clear-minded about it. When you have an infidel woman, very often they lie to themselves. They won't say it exactly. It wasn't cheating. I'm not sure. It just didn't work. No, this girl is super clear. And yeah, Rodil Acid says Castro baby. So, I mean, I've never really believed the meme that Justin Trudeau is the son of Castro. But you have to give credit to the possibility that he may not be the son of Pierre-Éliott Trudeau. Because this girl had an opinion that fidelity is an old-fashioned concept, and so she went and fucked around. The people who are trying to restore their ex accounts, the gripers that were banned recently, are getting rebanned. Here we have the class griper, classic gripe. He had started a new channel, Punished Class. And that was the repeat of Classics Group, but then banned again for trying to reinstate his own account. That really sucks because it's really a permanent depersonification. And I know that the guy behind Classics Group was putting a lot of effort in his post. And I know that he wanted to be reborn and to restart a new account. And there you go. He lost all of the work of his life. What he was working on, apparently, maybe it's full time, it seems. He did come to DM me at some point when he was restarting this other channel, which I was happy to follow. But he is gone again. That is really too bad. Censorship, it breaks relationships. It breaks friendships. It's really sad. Just got kicked off Kraken for saying I might invest more than 10% in BTC this year. I had to go back on and say I will not invest more than 1% into high-risk Bitcoin. The UK is literally trying to keep its people poor. This is something I see on these Bitcoin websites that try to respect the law. And it's like, oh, we have to ask you questions about your level of risk. It's like, what do you know about risk? You want to know what my level of risk is? Google my name. Google my name and then come back to me. Then you'll have an idea of what kind of risk is even possible. You don't qualify to judge my level of risk. You don't qualify to affirm that it is risky to have Bitcoin. Because from the perspective of Bitcoin, what's risky is to have US dollars. Because if you have US dollars in your bank account, they can be taken by judges, they can be taken by your exes, they can be taken by the government, they can shut down your accounts as they did with the truckers if they don't like your political views. Right now, you can keep your Bitcoin and lose USD for 100 different reasons. What's risky right now is USD. But it's ridiculous, these questions they ask. And then they ask, are you willing for high risk tolerance or medium risk tolerance or low risk tolerance? And I know exactly what to answer. Because if you answer high risk tolerance, they're going to be like, we're going to put your account on check because, high risk tolerance. And so I always answer just the answer below high risk, just to show that I'm maximally available to bet and take risk, but not to the extreme, so that they can say, oh, he's reasonable. They're stupid questions that can only create trouble for whatever bureaucratic entity is processing them. DK Shadow says these concern trolling laws are just pretext, so eventually they can just take control and force sell your Bitcoin. Absolutely. It's a pinging that they do. The government loves to create a ping event wherever they want to eventually eventually oppress your rights. So where when does a government want to oppress your rights? Well, when your children are born, when they enter school. In case they don't enter school, they will try to kidnap them. So all of these moments in life, they want to have a record that says, oh, well, there's this guy with this name, and he's starting to do this kind of stuff. And here in the case of Bitcoin, it's, oh, well, there's this guy with this name, with this address, and he's starting to get involved in Bitcoin. And they really don't care about the answers to the survey. They are just creating pinging relationships so that eventually they go after these companies and they say, oh, but you have 10,000 Canadian users that like risk. Isn't it a bad idea to like risk? Absolutely scandalous. So let's talk about the main story that's memeing right now. And some people are even telling me, Jeff, should you retract what you said yesterday? I do not retract. Because what I said yesterday, we'll go back to it, is this guy had no terroristic intent. Now, by terroristic intent, what I meant is he was not looking to hurt people, and he was not looking to kill people. He was not looking to make people afraid. What he was looking for is a spectacle. I said that yesterday, and now we have the letter from the guy. That's exactly what he wanted. He wanted a spectacle to bring attention, and now we learn what it's about. Bring attention to drones. Let's read the whole email here. This was sent to a Sean Ryan show and to a guest, Sam Ozar, Sam Shoemate, whatever. In case I do not make it to my decision point or onto the Mexico border, I'm sending this now. So that's the first thing we learn is there was two plans, the decision point or the Mexico border. So there was a point at which he wanted to do something, and that was a fork in the road for him. What was it? Was he thinking about blowing himself up or blowing other people up? Or was he thinking, maybe I could do the Trump Tower there, or I could do some other location? He says, please do not release this until January 1st and keep my identity private until then. First off, I am not under duress or hostile influence or control. My first car was a 2006 Black Ford Mustang V6 for verification. What we have been seeing with drones is the operational use of gravitic propulsion systems, the powered aircraft by most recently China in the East Coast. So here, China in the East Coast. He's talking about the New Jersey sightings of drones. So here's a guy. Here's a guy who was alarmed at the media stories around drones and was thinking there is some sort of special gravitic propulsion system. So I'll call bullshit on this gravitic propulsion system. They are simply drones. We don't need to fight gravity with anything else than a bunch of wings, okay? Yeah, we do fight gravity every time we stand up. We do fight gravity every time we raise a drone. But they are basic mechanisms of the world. We can push air, and if you push enough air, the drone lifts up because it pushes up. This is, call it a gravitic propulsion system if you'd like. It's just flying. That's the science of flying. Only we and China have this capability. Our OPSAN location for this activity is in the box below. China has been launching them from the Atlantic from submarines for years, but this activity recently has picked up. As of now, it is just a show of force, and they are using it similar to how they used the balloon for SIGINT and ISR. which are also part of the integrated communication system. There are dozens of those balloons in the air at any given time. The so what is because of the speed and stealth of these unmanned aircraft. They are the most dangerous threat to national security that has ever existed. They basically have an unlimited payload capacity and can park it over the White House if they wanted. It's checkmate. US government needs to give the history of this, how we are employing it and weaponizing it, how China is employing them and what the way forward is. China is poised to attack anywhere in the East Coast. I've been following for over a week now from likely Homeland or FBI, and they are looking to move on me and are unlikely going to let me cross into Mexico. But won't, because they know I am armed and I have a massive V-bed. V-bed meaning vehicle-borne improvised explosive device. So basically, I have a bomb in my Cybertruck. He says, I've been trying to maintain a very visible profile and I've kept my phone and they are definitely digitally tracking me. So on this, I'll say this guy didn't know much about drones. And okay, he has a military concern that the US could be attacked by forces of drones. Now, that's realistic. It's not a concern that's worth killing yourself over. It's just, yeah, it's a possibility that in the future, as we've seen in the Russia-Ukraine war, drones are taking an increasing proportion of military activities, and it's so much less costly and so much more efficient that, yes, the anti-drone defense will be a massive domain of military defense in the future. Now, the gravitic propulsion, that's bullshit from a guy who doesn't understand engineering. As far as the people following him, I think that there may have been people following him. He's just out of a conflict with his wife, in which he said to his wife before leaving, I will not hurt anyone. I mean, this is not the kind of thing you say to your wife. Because if you say, I will not hurt anyone, she will conclude maybe he wants to hurt himself or maybe he wants to hurt someone. So it's very possible that his wife contacted the police and said, hey, my husband is out there. I find him unstable. I'm scared. Can you guys just check on him? And from there, you would be tracked, yes, by the FBI or by other forces. So I will say this doesn't look like a fully schizophrenic person. This looks like a guy who's kind of excited at technology that he doesn't understand. And then he's reporting things that could be true or could be a little bit of paranoid personality, but not a full-on schizo. This guy is not telling us I'm followed by ghosts. He's telling us I'm followed by police. They're tracking me, which is true. He says, I have knowledge of this program and also war crimes that were covered up during airstrikes in Nimruz province, Afghanistan, in 2019 by the admin, Department of Defense, DEA, and CIA. I conducted targeting for these strikes of over 125 buildings. 65 were struck because of CIVCAS, civilian casualty, that killed hundreds of civilians in a single day. U.S. FORA continued strikes after spotting civilians on initial ISR. It was supposed to take 6 minutes and scramble all aircraft in CENTCOM. The UN basically called these war crimes, but the administration attempt is related to either. But the administration made them disappear. I was part of that cover-up with U.S. FORA and agent blackened name of the DEA. I don't know if my abduction attempt is related to either. I worked with Jen Miller's IO staff on this, as well as the response to Bala Murghab, AOBS commander at the time. This person, black in name, can validate this. You need to elevate this to the media so we avoid a world war, because this is a mutually assured destruction situation. for vetting my LinkedIn, blah, blah, blah. So what do we have here? We have someone who tried to recycle his death for trying to push a vision of a narrative about drones, which is not even false. Just, yeah, the drones are a concern. Now what? Well, okay, yes, the U.S. government commits war crimes. Now what? It's like, tell me something I don't know, bro. He says he is communicating from a VPN active on Wi-Fi only. Do not message me. I will send out updates via both Signal and email, but trust me, you're going to want to be involved. So yeah, in the end, we have a very banal story of a guy who misunderstands things, who may have been part of some forces in the army. Now, I don't think he's had very, very special knowledge here. Okay, you were part of a strike force that somehow was controlling drone, maybe. And maybe you struck stuff. But this is known. It is known that the American military constantly commits war crimes. Some of them are exposed by WikiLeaks. Some of them are exposed by when they capture terrorists and they start torturing them in these prisons for militants of the other side. And yeah, attacks on civilians. We know that there are hundreds of thousands of civilians in the Middle East that have been killed by Israeli and American efforts to bomb these places. So it's like, okay, thanks for letting us know. As far as drone defense, well, let's just work on methods to defend from 1,000 drones, because one day or another, some other power, yes, will attack us with drones. And you know, when you look at these spectacles that China does with its dragons, its flying dragons, like maybe 10,000 drones. How are you going to defend against 10,000 drones? Now, that's a tough one. Because if each of these drones carry big enough capacity to make some damage, you're not going to be able to neutralize them all. So it's going to become a game of numbers. Rodita says, hey, JF, a little besides the track, but this guy was married and left his wife and did this. There was nothing she could do. She could not stop him if he wanted to do this or if he just wanted to go camping in the woods or cross a border. There isn't much a partner can do to stop their partner. Well, yes, I agree with all this. I don't know. Are you telling me this in a reproaching way? Because I don't blame the woman. I'm not saying the woman could have stopped him. I am saying, though, that the woman may have caused it. I am saying that depending on, was it true? It boils down to this. We learned today that it was him that was accused of being disloyal to her. But I read his letter and so this guy is fucking other woman? Or is it that he was on these schizo research projects so much that he decided to lie to his wife and say, oh yeah, I'm sleeping with another woman? I mean, it boils down to this. Was she accusing him legitimately or was she accusing him not legitimately? She was accusing him not legitimately. Then yeah, she shares some responsibility. Because if you assault someone with false allegations, that person may be desperate, may see no out for himself and may commit suicide on the basis of this aggression. Now, I'm not saying that's necessarily the case. Maybe it was just a disloyal husband who fucked another woman. But I don't see the other woman in the picture. All I see is a fucking geek who's worried about drones. I mean, if you're that worried about drone, do you really go out around fucking woman? Seems to me that you have to dedicate yourself to one or the other. Rodita Sid says, hey, JF, a little besides... this one I read. Lendald Guntram says, he participated in those crimes, very hard on the psyche. even in Soviet times, most ended up heavy alcoholics, dying early. Oh, yeah. Rodil Asad says, no, I'm saying even married, we can't lock the partner up if they want to leave. Oh, yeah. Well, in relation to my own story, I absolutely know that that is correct. It's like, what can you do? It's either pre-crime, and then you oppress someone's rights, and then they are, you know, it's either you kidnap them before they commit a crime. But that is pre-crime. That is a no-no. Because anyways, if you start kidnapping people before they commit crimes, they will get out. They will get out. They will get out of your hospital ward within a week. Say, oh, sorry. I was overexcited. Now I'm okay. I'm doing better. Poof, they get released. And they're going to eventually commit the crime that they wanted to commit. So we have no interest as a society to be pursuing people on a pre-crime basis. The alleged Las Vegas Cybertruck bomber reached out to his ex-girlfriends, excited about renting a Cybertruck. I rented a Tesla Cybertruck. It's the shit. I feel like Batman or Halo. He texted one of his ex-girlfriends on Sunday. He also sent her photos and music videos of the truck. And when she asked how fast it is, Livelsberger responded ungodly. She described Livelsberger's text as playful, almost like a kid with a new toy. Look, this guy wasn't fucking another woman. This guy picked up the fight with his wife. I mean, was he fucking another woman? Maybe, but not her. He picked up the fight with his wife, rented a Cybertruck, and then started courting his exes to try to get them back and say, hey, baby, I just rented a Cybertruck. Maybe we could go out in the wild and have fun. Oh, how fast is it? It is ungodly fast. This is a guy trying to get his exes to fuck him again. But this is not a guy on an active, available sexual partner. So I don't know what's the story of infidelity. If he waited after the separation to be infidel, not sure that's infidelity. And certainly he was trying to get pussy right after renting the Cybertruck, right after the conflict with his wife. So let's review my statement of yesterday and see if I have anything to correct, because yesterday I was focusing on the personal effect of this guy with respect to his wife. I was saying it's not a terrorist act. Some people have told me today you have to retract. Well, what was it that I was saying? The Matt Livelsberger explosion of a Cybertruck at Trump Tower was an act of suicidal despair that resulted from a domestic fight about infidelity with his wife. The Cybertruck and Trump Tower were probably picked for spectacle, but not for political terroristic purposes. I still stand by this statement. And in fact, he's even left in his car. He left a message that says, I do not intend this as an act of terrorism. Let's have a look at this. In one letter, he says, fellow service members, veterans, and all Americans, time to wake up. We are being led by weak and feckless leadership who only serve to enrich themselves. And then there's a second letter. We are the United States of America, the best country people to ever exist. The best country people. The best country people to ever exist. But right now we are terminally ill and headed towards a collapse. This was not a terrorist attack. It was a wake-up call. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So yesterday I was saying this is not terrorism. He wasn't trying to kill people. And we have a confirmation. This is exactly how he felt. Now, he was trying to drag attention. And in my view, this attention to the drone issue is one last thought that he had in his life. It was really after the fact. He had decided he was going to kill himself. He then decided to, I'm going to amplify a story that I care a lot about, drones, and I will make it, I will make my suicide honorable by making it so that it looks like I was trying to drag attention to a legitimate, important story. That is it. People who are about to die, they're looking for a reason to make their action noble. And this is what we have here. We had a suicidal person looking for a good excuse. Here we have a Tesla video being shared. Let me tell you, when I see the instantaneous nature with which we have access to this whole guy's history across the US at Tesla parking places, it makes me realize that Tesla really isn't a good thing to be imposing itself on the market, because it's a car that tracks you down to where you are powering it. I mean, to the point where we have within a day, we have video of the guy. And so Tesla is an overpriced car that will contribute to your tracking were you to try to flee the state ever. Rodina Sid says, how many people were even hurt? He didn't drive a truck in a Christmas market. He set off fireworks. Exactly. Now they say they have extracted data from his phone, and that will be the last item we will be looking at for tonight. There was an application in there that the suspect used to take notes. And one of the notes is titled Surveillance Log by the suspect. It appears to be more of a journal of activity. It dates for about 10 days leading up to the incident from December 21st to December 31st of this past year. In that surveillance log, we identify multiple locations that match what we have in the route. For example, him purchasing firearms, him purchasing camping equipment or other types of equipment that were used in this incident. Just classical stuff that you would expect on a phone. Now, it's interesting that he called it surveillance log in advance. But in the end, he has no instance of surveilling. In the end, it was just a log of his whereabouts. And so, I believe he was kind of paranoid. Maybe not to the point of being a full-on schizo. But he was kind of paranoid, with perhaps good reasons to be paranoid, because perhaps there were cops following him. Ty Rogerson says, more theory than evidence. Exactly. He would qualify as what I would call a suicidal loose cannon. Because a lot of people, when they, of low intelligence especially, when they dedicate their life to a project and suddenly they're disillusioned and they don't see an out. They don't see how they could realize it. And sometimes they will make the last move. I'm going to try killing myself and see if I can bring the attention of someone more intelligent than me onto the issue. It's kind of a last ditch at the effort to resolve something that they couldn't solve themselves. So it's a very sad story, but in the end, it's a lot of mediatic attention for not much, this guy. This guy didn't have much to reveal to the world. Tried to make it look as if, and some of the people who are recycling this email today, they're pushing it very mimetic. They're like, oh, we learned so much about drones, and we will give you all the experts on the drones. Can you believe that 1 week ago I was calling for a stop of the freaking media coverage of drones? And now it's over for me. Now it's going to be drone all over the news and you're going to have the conspiracy theorist. But it's like, what did you learn in this letter that you didn't know before? Nothing. Nothing. Never forget, if you're going to be a whistleblower, please bring me something. Okay, you can tell me, well, I was the general of this section and I was working with this man. That's not enough. Bring me something I don't know. Not gravitic propulsion system and then nothing. Like if you mastered or if you had control of some exotic technology that has nothing to do with the general ways in which drones work, you should have evidence of it. You should have an explanation of how it works. No, we get nothing. We get the enlightened eyes of a child, basically looking at engineering feats that he doesn't understand and giving it some scientifically looking name. Ty Rogerson says he gives you the model of car he owned years ago. That's it. Well, and that, you know, okay, that's a way of identifying himself. But you don't get in this why and how does this letter contribute to novel things? That's what's missing. Yes, there are drones. Yes, there are drones in New Jersey. Yes, there are drones on the East Coast because New Jersey is on the East Coast. Yes, there's China, and certainly they must have drones. I mean, they're flying them, and they have flying dragons in China. Of course, they're not just doing it for the dragon. Of course, they are learning to coordinate these drones in various hostile military ways, potentially. But what is new here? Nothing. Just noise. The continuation of mediatic noise. Andrew Dare says, Musk reinstated Jared Taylor and Thomas Sewell. Is this the attempt to cover up previous censorship? Yes, I mean, it's an interesting even that while Musk was trying to hit on the gripers, banning many of them, he also unbanned someone who he had been keeping intentionally out of the amnesty, Jared Taylor. And I guess it must be related in some form. I guess Elon Musk believes, all right, I have these far right races, and he started to hate the Kuipers, and in particular the clan that he wanted down and that he did censor. And so I believe that ultimately Elon Musk's project is one of replacement and kicking out. He foresees a future of the Republican Party in which basically the Groypers will have been totally abolished and eliminated. And perhaps Jared Taylor plays a role in this from his perspective. Laughing Lion says Taylor was not unbanned but opened a new account. Okay, well, it's possible that it was not as a result of the official action of Elon that this happened, in which case there is nothing to explain. But I do think that people like Jared Taylor, and perhaps even to an extent people like me, we might be used as tools by Elon, kind of say, oh yeah, I want to quash the gripers, I'm going to give more and more attention to these more legitimate voices on the right. And that will, of course, include the center-right and the non-racist right. But it might include even some people who are more far-right but somehow distinguish themselves from the gripers. Anyways, that is it for tonight, boys. Much love, sleep well, and I will see you all maybe tomorrow. I don't know if I'll take a break tomorrow, but let's see. Bye-bye.